The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had a very nice Yantif, Chag HaShavuos. Since it's just 2 days since Shavuos, I want to spend this evening continuing a series which we have been giving throughout the years on the Mishnah Masechet Ovis, which is in Perek Shishi, Mishnah Zayin, Kdei Leteira Yesem Min HaKuhuna. The Torah is greater than Kuhuna and Min HaMalchus and kingship, because the others take 30 qualities or 24 qualities to attain. While Torah is Mem Chesdvorim 48. And the Mishnah lists off the 48 qualities that one must have in order to acquire Torah. Naturally, one has to sit and learn, and he has to labor to understand, but these are only one or two of the qualities. There are 48 qualities. Now, we've been giving a series on this, a Wednesday night series, over the years. The last one we gave was before Shavuos in Tovshin Nun Gimel 2 years ago. And we got up to, we did 30. We were up to the 31st. Incidentally, we were giving another series on these, also on Shabbos at the Brocha. But this is the Hemshich, this is a continuation of the series that we were giving on Wednesday evening. And if someone is interested in the past ones, the tapes are available. So this evening I would like to dwell on a few, because it has to do with the Yantif we just celebrated of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. And the 31st quality is Ahavas HaMokom V'Ahavas HaBriyos. A person has to have a love for Hashem and a love for people. Ahavas HaMokom, to have a love for Hashem, this is the madrega, the level which our Chazal referred to as Avas Hashem, love of Hashem. And this is a mitzvah asay. Besides being one of these qualities, it's a mitzvah asay, positive commandment that we are commanded in Parshas Veschanan, where it states, "V'yahavta eis Hashem elokecha," that you shall love the Lord your God b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'edecha, with all of your heart, with all of your life, and all of your ma'edecho. One interpretation is all of your material possessions. This is the first posuk in the Krishma, in the Shema. And the level of Ava, the sages teach us, is far, far greater than the level of Yiras Hashem, the fear of Hashem. There are two ways to serve: through fear of Hashem and through love of Hashem. Now, it's not a question of which one, because we need both. There are times we have to come to Hashem through fear and awe and great trepidation and respect, and there are times that we have to come to Hashem through love. So it's not a question of one and not the other. The fact is, in the qualities Mem Ches Dvorim that we are learning, some of the previous qualities were be'ema u'be'yira. The Talmud that sits before his Rebbe has to have a great fear and trepidation. Just that Yehimeira Rabbi Kimeira Shomayim. Fear of his Rebbe has to be like the fear of a heaven. And the same thing when he comes to Torah. So again, it's not a question of which one. It's a question, we need both. But nevertheless, the level of Aved Behavo is far, far higher than that of Miyira. Avo, Yira, fear, is the illustration of an Eved L'Rabbi, Eved L'Melech, servant coming to his master to his king. While Avo is the illustration of a Ben La'av, a son coming to his father. One of the significant differences between the two, Rashi brings from the Sifri and that posuk in Parshas Veschanon, and the posuk after, that's in Veschanon, Vov posuk hey. Asei dvorim me'ava, ena deima eisa me'ava leisa me'ira. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you can with love, because you cannot compare that type of service to that, to the one who serves with fear. When someone serves Hashem only because of fear, or when someone serves his master only because of fear, one day when it becomes too difficult, he will run away from it. In other words, when you serve from fear, it does not have the staying power, the stamina. One day a person can say, enough is enough. Gets too difficult and finished. While when one serves with love, then there's never enough is enough, because it constantly grows and becomes greater and greater, the motivation. Now we can ask a question, what does this have to do with Kinyan Torah? We know that this is a good way to serve Hashem, but why should this be one of the qualities which is a prerequisite to, in order to gain and attain Torah? The answer is, there's a few reasons. Firstly, because learning is not merely saying the words. The fact is, if one sits down to a Chumash or to Gemara and he merely says the words and he understands nothing, he's not fulfilled the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Learning is lilmeid lehovin. It's to try to understand the maximal amount that one can. And in order to understand, his mind and heart has to be opened. And that cannot come if he sits in trepidation and in too much fear. Similarly, we had where a person has to be besimcha when he learns. Mora brings simcha, opens up a person's heart, and he's able to understand more. So the same thing when one approaches Torah with an ava, a great love for Hashem, and a great love for his Torah, the greater the love and the greater the simcha, the more his mind and heart will open up. And then he will be able to understand. So that's one reason. Second reason is because acquiring Torah is not what you would refer to as a sprint, 100-yard or 100-meter dash. It's rather a marathon. You don't acquire Torah in a day or two, or even in a year or two. It's a life's work. And therefore, mentioned, one needs a lot of staying power, a lot of stamina. And that can only come when he has a great love for what he's doing. A person does something he doesn't like, he can force himself to do it. But there'll come a time when he'll leave it. And therefore, when it comes to Kinyan Torah, he has to have a great love for what he's doing, because this takes pursuit for many, many years. And thirdly, a third reason, and this is in the Maral, the Torah is actually the seichel, the intellect, and the rotzei, the will of Hashem himself. Torah and Hashem are inseparable. Kuchibrihu v'arai sochadhu. And therefore, the closer one comes to Torah, the closer one comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Man didovak b'oraiso, dovak b'malka atzmai. The one who cleaves to Torah is cleaving to the King himself. The greater the love, the stronger the attachment. The stronger the attachment, the closer he is. And Therefore, with a great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is coming close to Torah. Therefore, these are prerequisites in Kinyan Torah. This is why in the Tefillah, the Shemein Esrei, we say Hashivenu Avinu L'Seirasecho V'Korvenu Malkeinu L'Avadeisecho. When we ask for Torah, we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu, our Father. When we ask for Avoda, other means to serve Him, we call Him Malkeinu, our King. Because Torah must go along the lines also of Avinu, of the love for a father to a son and vice versa. This also is why the Torah tells us, Boni Matem L'Hashem Elokecha. You are children to Hashem. My good friend Rabbi Miller once asked the question, why is Israel children to Hashem? If it's because they were created by Hashem, all nations were created by Hashem. So why are you children? Boni Matem L'Hashem Elokechem. You are children to Hashem. See, so he pointed out a Rashi also there in Boaz Kanan. And the next pasuk, Vishinantam Levanecho. You shall teach your sons. So Rashi says, Rashi brings from the Sifri. It doesn't mean you shall teach your sons alone, but it means you shall teach all Jewish children. Talmidim. Shall Talmidim Nikroim Bonim. Because Talmidim are called sons. Then Rashi says, how do we know Talmidim are called those who teach Torah are called sons? He says, because we are called sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he taught us Torah. So you see that the reason why we're called sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not because he created us. Then we would be no more sons than any other nation. But because he taught us Torah. So that's what it means over there, Vishnantam Levanecho. That you shall teach Torah to sons, Hainu Atalmidim, those are to disciples. But at any rate, when you teach someone Torah, Hareo Kebonim, they are like children. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us Torah, we became his children. So the level that one has to reach in the pursuit of Torah, besides having a great respect and fear for Torah, you also have to have a great love for Torah, where it's the level of Bonim Lamokam, sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was one half of this quality. The other half of this quality is Eivas Abriyas. He has to love people, love his fellow Jew. Now we can ask a question here. To love a fellow Jew is a very important quality. But what does that have to do with Kinyan Torah? Very important to love your fellow man. But why is that a prerequisite in the acquisition of Torah? A person sits down and he learns with hasmoda, with diligence. Why can't he become great in Torah even though he does not have a special love for his fellow Jews? What does one have to do with the other? To the contrary, when one learns Torah and devotes his time to Torah, he really has very little time to do other things. So he has little time for interaction with other people. Those who have great time for interaction with other people have little time to study. I would say that it would be far better that perhaps one should isolate himself from other people and he can concentrate on his studies more. So why is it a quality that he should love his fellow Jew? That's a prerequisite in Kinyan Torah, in acquiring Torah. So this, the Maral tells us, two very great principles that we must always remember, because many, many times, unfortunately, and even tragically, they're forgotten. He says Torah was never given to an individual. Torah is the chem de geniz, the genuza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his most precious jewel. He never gave Torah to any individual. He gave it to Klal Yisrael. It was far too precious of a gift for him to give it to an individual. He gave it only to Klal Yisrael, not to individuals. I would see he gave it to Moshe. The Gemara tells us, Meisha Shokol Kishishim Rabua. Brings truth that Moshe encompassed all of Klal Yisrael. There was Moshe and Yisrael. And Moshe encompassed all of Yisrael, all 600,000 souls of Yisrael. This was the type of individual Meisha was. Meisha was not an ish prot, he was not an individual. He was an all-encompassing person. That's why he was able to bring Torah down. That's why only he was able to. But otherwise it was given to Yisrael. It was not given to an ish prati, to an individual. He says Torah has no relationship whatsoever to the individual. It's far too massive. It's far too great for one individual. Be like an individual coming along and saying, I'm going to lift this mountain. So our only approach to Torah is from the aspect that we are part of the klal, and we are teicha klal. We are part of Yisrael. This is our only approach to Torah, and this is our only passport to Torah, that we are part of Yisrael, part of the klal, teicha klal, part of the tzibur. Therefore, if a person has a great love for Jews, so whether he's constantly interacting with them or he's sitting alone in solitude learning, that's not the important thing. The important thing is that he has a great love for Klal Yisrael. He's part of the tzibur. And he considers himself part of the tzibur. And when he approaches Torah, he's approaching Torah b'shus ha-tzibur. Because of the schus, because of the merit of Yisrael, and he's part of Yisrael. Then he can come to Torah. But if a person tries to go it alone, where he says, I'm not interested in the tzibur, I don't especially care about them, they're not that good Jews anyhow, and he tries to gain Torah on his own rights, Torah was never given to an individual. And he will not become a Torah. That's why a prerequisite is Ohevas Abriyos. He has to have a great love for Jews. And that's why he must be very, very careful not to separate himself from the klal. What do we learn from here? This is one reason. There's going to be a second reason also. But what do we learn from this reason? Is that the person who wants to have Torah, he has to be very, very careful in the mitzvahs, many of the prime mitzvahs, Bein Odom L'Chaver. Now we know the mitzvahs Bein Odom L'Chaver are very, very important, but usually we do not relate them to Kinyan Torah, to the acquisition of Torah. This is the chidush, that you want to acquire Torah, then you're going to have to be very, very careful in the mitzvahs of Bein Odom L'Chaver. Be very careful in mitzvahs or in averes that separate you from other Jews. For example, an ayin ra, a person has a bad eye towards other Jews that creates a wall between him and other Jews. Or sino, he has hatred, or nekimo, revenge, loshon hara, from the greatest mabdilim, states on the Metzera. Metzera, his avera was loshon hara, and therefore he was nishtalchu chutz mi gimel machnes. He was thrown out of all of the camps because who mabdil, who hivdil, bein odom lechaverei, because with the loshon hara you create walls between people. Loshon hara and mechilus and machlekes. If you slander one person to another, or if you incite anger or you incite dissension. Now, these are all the types of avedas that create isolation, that create division. So besides being from the greatest avedas, they will be just the opposite of Kinyan Torah. Because the person is dividing himself from the others, and then when he comes to acquire Torah, he's coming as an ish proti, as a yochid, as an individual, not as part of the tzibur. This is also why the Gemara tells us in Masechet Nedarim, Gemara says a person should be careful not to make too many Nedarim. Nidre Isa. Nedarim where he forbids upon himself that which is mutar. Gemara says, why not? Because kilo eise boma le'atzmai. It says, if he's making his own altar, what is meant by that? This that was shame. Because during once we had the Mishkan, once we had the place of the Beis HaMikdosh, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, all individual abomes, all individual altars became prohibited. Because Klal Yisrael was one nation, and when everybody has his own altar, they become like many nations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted everyone should come to the Mishkan, or everyone should come to the Beis HaMikdosh, where they all will be united. So therefore, when everyone keeps the Torah the same way, they are united. But if this individual is going to make a lot of nedarim, where he's going to asher, forbid upon himself that which is mutar to the rest of Yisrael, harei ki ilu bona boma la'atzmai. He's building his own altar. He's isolating himself from the way of the rest of the tzibur. And the Gemara and the Rishenim say this goes into nedarim and chumras that a person takes upon himself that the rest of the Yisrael does not, because he builds a wall between he and the rest of the tzibur. Now many times we see people want to come and they want to be Kena Torah, and at the same time they take upon themselves all types of chumras that builds walls between them and the rest of the tzibur, and they expect to be Kena Torah. And according to our Mishnah, that they're going in opposite directions. So that's the reason why he must be Eves Abriyas. Now the Maral says a second reason also a very deep reason. And he says, it's similar to the first. He says the nature of the Torah itself is that which an individual cannot come to. The nature, we have what is known as chokhmas, chokhmas protias. We have many wisdoms in the world. And these wisdoms are specialized wisdoms. They deal in specialized areas. You have music, deals in the Aryan field of music. Great wisdom, but it's limited to music. Mathematics, from the greatest wisdom, but it's limited to mathematics. You have science, geography, geology, computers, languages, so forth. Even your languages are broken down to specific languages. Now these are all known as chokhmais protias, specified individual wisdoms. Torah is not that nature. Torah, we mentioned, is the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can't be specialized. It can't be specifics. But it's known, what is known as the seichel HaPoshut, all-encompassing. It encompasses all of the world. It encompasses all of the wisdoms of the world. And even more so, it encompasses more than the world. This is why it was created. It says, Tov Tov Kuf Ein Dalet, 974 generations before the world was created. It's not something that is a byproduct of the creation of the world. But to the contrary, the world could be a byproduct of the Torah. So it's far greater, and its expanse is far more reaching than the human mind can comprehend. So therefore we can ask a question. So how is it possible that a person can study Torah? A person is a specific individual. Come to a big mountain and you say you're going to lift up the mountain. You might be able to dislodge a rock. How can you come to the mountain? So again, it's the same answer. He can come only as part of the Klal Yisrael. But as an individual, he cannot comprehend Torah. When we understand Torah, we're understanding the Torah that was given to Israel. If we will come on our own individual merit, we don't stand a chance. That's why we have to be part of the cloud. Now, incidentally, this thought goes even further, because the Maral says at the end of Masechta Ovish, he asked a question. At the end of Masechta Ovish, which is actually at the end of Perek Hamishi, because Perek Shishi, see, there are five parokim in Masechta Ovish. One of the reasons of the five parokim is because this is to correlate with the Chamisha Chum Sheteira, the five books of Meisher in the Sefer Torah. The sixth parok is Shonu Chachomim B'Lishena Mishnah. That was really raisos. It was additions. But it was not part of the Mishnah itself. The final Mishnah of this Masechta Ovish was given by two individuals. One was the name Ben Bagbag, and the other was the name Ben Hehe. Very strange names, Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe. In the past we explained why their names, why these were their names, which we do not have time to go into right now. But they both speak of the greatness of Torah. And they speak of how Torah is all-encompassing. Hafeichbei, hafeichbei, dekulaba. Turn it over and turn it over all the days of your life, because everything is in it. So this is what concluded the whole Masechta. And they speak of how the Torah is all-encompassing. And they have these strange names. And the Rishonim explain that they were gerim. They were converts. And these were the names they chose. One was Ben Hehe, comes from the letter He, and the other Ben Bagbag, also from the letter He, because He is numerical 5. I believe this is brought from the Rashbam, and Bag is Beis and Gimel, which is 5. Now the Maral asks, why when it comes to conclude this unique Masechta Ovish, this merit was given to two gerim, to two converts? Why was this kus given to them? He says, because we're speaking here of Shvach HaTorah, the praise of the Torah. And the fact that there can be gerim, converts in Israel, this is the greatest praise of Torah. Why? Because you do not find converts by other nations. Someone who's born an Egyptian, a Mitzri, he can never be a Mitzri. He can maybe take out a political citizenship, but you can't say that he's from that nation. Right? He came to that nation, he takes out a residency, he takes out a green card, but to say that he is a Mitzri, or he is a Knani, or whatever it might be, he says no. So then why can Gerim come and join Klal Yisrael? He says, the answer is because Torah cannot be exclusive. It cannot be limited. We just explained that Torah encompasses everything. Torah is not a byproduct of the world. To the contrary, the world is a byproduct of it. It preceded the world. It's greater than the whole world. And therefore it's all encompassing. Nobody can say the Torah belongs to me and not to you. And Torah was given to the whole world. That's a mistake when we say Torah was given to Israel. Torah was given to the whole world. And that's explicit in the Chazal. It states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Bami Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went. He came from one place, from another place. He was Chazar al Kola Umais. He went to all of the nations, asking them to accept his Torah. He went to Yishmael, and Yishmael said, Maksiv Boch, what is written in the Torah? And he said, you shall not commit adultery. He said, we can't deny, we can't accept such a Torah. Went to Esav, what is written in it? She said, you shall not kill. He said, we cannot accept such a Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu offered Torah to all of the nations. And when Moshe wrote down the Torah, it states, Bar Hetev, he wrote it in 70 languages of the world. And he wrote it on the stones in the 70 languages of the world. The nations did not accept it. Only Israel accepted it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give it to all of the nations. Because it cannot be exclusive. It cannot be limited. Therefore, if there are those from the nations that come now and they want to accept it, then they become part of Israel and they get the Torah. This is why there are gerim. So it's from the fact that there can be gerim in Israel, that is the greatest shvacha Torah. That is the greatest praise to the Torah, and especially to explain the ma'ilas ha-Torah, the level of Torah, that it is all-encompassing. That's why when it came to conclude this mesechta, we have these two gerim, and where they speak of hafeich boy the kulabot. Turn it over because everything is in it. So now the same thing with what we are saying. When an individual comes to acquire Torah, he has to realize that he's trying to acquire something far beyond his comprehension. It's the Seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his only gisha, his only approach is that as part of Yisrael. Therefore, he has to be Eves HaBriyos, have a great love for Yisrael, but he has a closeness to the people, to the nation. If he comes as an individual, if he isolates himself from them emotionally or psychologically, then he does not stand a chance of Kinyan Torah, the acquisition of Torah. This is that quality. Next quality, this is the 32nd. Hamesameches Hamokam, Hamesameches Habrios. Incidentally, I'm following the Seder of the Maral. There's some deviations, differences in the actual order of all of these. Next quality is where he must bring rejoicing to Hashem, and he's a person that brings rejoicing to the people. Now, we can ask a few questions on this. What is the difference? One of the previous qualities mentioned was Ohuv Lamokam Ulabrius. The one we mentioned was Ohev, where he loves, but Ohuv, he should be beloved. That was one of the past qualities. He must be beloved to Hashem and beloved to the people. What is the difference between being beloved to Hashem and beloved to the people, or to bring joy to Hashem and to bring joy to people? Second question. How is it possible for a person to be Masameach Hamok? Bring joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it possible that a boss of a dom, a human being, brings joy to Hashem? And thirdly, again the question, what does this have to do with Kinyan Torah, the acquisition of Torah? The Maral explains. Ohuv, to be beloved to Hashem, and to be beloved to people, that's from the aspect of his deeds. When people do nice things for you, then you love them for it. So when you do nice things for people, or you do nice things for Hashem, then they love you. That's one level. But now there's another level. When you bring simcha to people, that's not mitzad maisov, that's not because of what you do for them, But that's because you yourself, the person himself, is such a special person. He's a person of a such mile. He has such qualities and such a level that his presence brings joy to people. They are happy to know such a person, and they are happy to be associated with such a person, whether he does things for them or not. So the first level is that when you have a friend that does nice things for you, this causes love between one and another. The second level is that you have an individual who is a special individual. He has great qualities, whether he does things for you or not. You consider it a privilege and an honor and a joy to be in his company, or to be associated with him, or to know him. So this also now is required, that a person has to grow so great in good qualities, where not only is he beloved to people, but he's a simcha to people. People have joy in knowing him, in being in his presence. And the same with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we ask the question, how is it possible that one should bring joy and simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not a kasha, it's not a question. Why? It states, Yismach Hashem b'maisov. David HaMelech said, Han Hashem, that he takes joy from his creation of the world. Just like when we look at the wonderful creation that we have, wherever man has not destroyed it, and it brings joy to us. Kodesh Baruch Hu also states, Yismach Hashem b'maisov. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes joy out of from what he created. The Shamayim, the Oretz, the Yam, heaven and the earth and the sea, the Chol Asher Bo, and everything that's in it. This brings joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes joy from the physical creation, then certainly he must take joy and simcha from the creation of man. Because it states that the creation of man was his greatest creation. And it states that the deeds of the tzaddikim are greater to Hashem, the Ma'aseh Bereishis, than what he created himself. So therefore, ein tema, it's no kasha. The man grows and develops and perfects himself, and he becomes a person who is a pride of a human being. So just like that person brings joy to other people, he certainly brings joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kal v'chomer, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes joy from his physical achievements, the Ma'aseh Bereishis, and certainly he takes joy from the people that he created that grow. And even more so, because it states, HaKol b'dei shamayim chutz mi'yirei shamayim. This is something kaviyochel, this is something which is even beyond Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu can make a beautiful physical creation. He can make beautiful malachim, beautiful angels. But he cannot make a beautiful human being as long as he gives the choice, the freedom of choice, to the human being himself, which allows the human being to decide how he wants to make himself. This then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot make. This is left up to the individual. So therefore, certainly he takes joy in his tzaddikim. We see also to the contrary. We see that when Hashem destroyed, brought the Mabul, the great flood, in the days of Noah, it states, Vayishatzfu el libay. Hashem became very sad. He became depressed. And Rashi says, Nis'avul al ivodein ma'aseh yodov. He became depressed when he saw that he had to destroy what he had created. So, if he has to destroy what he created, this brings avelest even to Hashem, mourning to Hashem. But when he sees great individuals who walk in his ways, this brings simcha to even HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also what the Meir said. See, at the beginning of this perek, the Meir said, "Kol aleim teira lishma, whoever studies Torah lishma is zeichel dvarim harbe." So he also brings there, "Misameach es hamokem, misameach es habriyos." He brings joy to Hashem, and he brings joy to the people. It was said upon the Chofetz Chaim Zecher Tzadik Livrocha that he was such a wonderful, outstanding individual that he used to bring joy to the whole world, not only to the Jews but to all of the goyim that knew him. The story said on him that the goyim of Radin used to live, it was a farming community, a small town with farms. So the goyim of Radin used to ask the Chofetz Chaim to come and walk through their fields, because they said he's a holy man, and wherever he will walk, something will grow. And actually, my Rebbe Rav Gifta told me this was also in Telz. He says the goyim in Telz, the bochrim, used to go out during the breaks in the afternoon. They used to go for long walks in the countryside. Small town, didn't take too long to get into the countryside. And so the Gifter said that the farmers used to try to get the bochrim to walk through their fields, because they understood that they would bring brocha. They would bring brocha to their fields. So, and by the Chofetz Chaim, it states when he died, there was talk of where they should bury him. The goyim said no. They wouldn't let him go. They wanted him dafke buried in Radin. So therefore, this is a masameach es hamokem, the masameach es habriyos. Now, what does this have to do? So, firstly, we explain what is the difference between someone who's beloved to people. Beloved to people, those are people who do nice things for you. Therefore, you love them. But masameach is even more, because the person is such a unique or wonderful person. So he bring his very presence brings joy. Secondly, how is this possible by Hashem, that someone should bring joy to Hashem? And thirdly, now, what does this have to do with Kinyan Torah? Now, this is similar to what we said before. Well, it has to do with acquisition of Torah, because we said Torah is found by Hashem and is found by Klal Yisrael. That's where Torah is. And someone who brings joy to Hashem creates a closeness between him and Hashem. And he brings joy to the people, that creates a closeness between him and the people. And that's where the Torah is. So this brings him close to Torah. And now, one more quality. And that's actually, that's these are the next three qualities together. Next three qualities together are Eves Hatzdokes, Oheves HaMeishorim, the Eves HaTeichoches. The individual who wants to acquire Torah has to love Tzdoko. He has to love Meishorim. Meishorim is what is upright. And he has to love Teichoches. Teichoches is rebuke. Now, what does this mean? It's also something very important. The Maral explains. You have three types of mitzvahs in the Torah. You can divide all the mitzvahs in the Torah into three categories. There are certain mitzvahs that we would classify as stokas. Stokas are mitzvahs which are good for others. There are mitzvahs which are full of goodness. For example, the mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed, that you should do kindliness to someone else. The mitzvah of tzedaka, that you should give charity to someone else. That's one category of mitzvahs. all types of mitzvahs in which you should do good for others. That's classified as stokus. Second category is classified as meshorim. Meshorim means yoshor. Yoshorim darki Hashem. And that's mishpot. The deen, the mishpot, has to be exactly just. You cannot bend it to the right or to the left. You cannot favor Reuven, you cannot favor Shimon in a mishpot, in a litigation. The law must be just. That's meshori. You have many, many mitzvahs that fall into that category. Then you have a third type of mitzvah. Third type of mitzvah is teichachos. Just opposite of the category of tzedakos, which are soft mitzvahs, you have mitzvahs which are hard. Rebuke. For example, war is a time when there's a milchamas mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go to war. You have to be tough for war. States the Kohen used to go and tell the soldiers. Someone who's afraid, he shouldn't go. He can bring fear to the others. Malchus, corporal punishment. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. Misha, capital punishment. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. Korban. Sometimes someone does an Avera, he has to spend a lot of money and bring a sacrifice. Golus. We find that someone killed someone in error, he has to go into exile. So there's a whole category of hardline mitzvahs. So we have your softline mitzvahs, we have your hardline mitzvahs, and then we have those that are exactly meshorim yoshor, not to the right and not to the left. Now the whole Torah is built on these three categories. When it comes to people, you have people of different natures. You have those people who are very soft, and they love the soft mitzvahs, but they can't identify with the hardline mitzvahs. Go to war, it's a tragedy. Give out punishments, can't identify to it. You have other people who are hardliners, and they're always ready. They're militant. They want to go to war. They want to give out the death penalty, corporal punishment, golus, whatever it may be. You have another nature, someone who's very, very just. He's not too soft, he's not too hard, perfectly just, in the middle, not to the right and not to the left. Now comes the what we have to ponder. How should a person's nature be? See? What should his nature be? Should he be soft? Should he be hard? Should he be in the middle? Now this you have whole philosophies on, and whole ideologies on. You have right wingers, you have left wingers, you have communists, you have socialists, you have democracy, whatever you want, there is. The Torah has its own answer. And the Torah says that you have to be all three. All three. There's a time to be soft, there's a time to be hard, and there's a time to be meshorim, just, not to the right or to the left. In other words, the Torah demands many natures from us. So now the Tana is telling us, you want to come and be, this is what is unique about Torah. I mean, there's what the Christians say, that if someone slaps you, you turn around and give them the other cheek. Torah will say that Amalek slapped you, Timcha Zeker Amalek, you wipe them out and annihilate them till there's not a remembrance left of them. It's a different approach. Now, the Tanna is telling us that if you want to come and be zeichet to Torah, then you have to learn the nature of the Torah. It's very important, very deep. You have to learn the nature of the Torah, not your nature. If you have a soft person and he says, I cannot identify, I can't see why you got a litigation here, and one is a wealthy man and one is a poor man, while the judge has to rule in favor of the wealthy man. Rule in favor of the poor man. The wealthy man has plenty. And it's Torah says, no, in Merachmin Bedin, they come for a mishpat, you have to tell them the judgment the way it is. The wealthy man wants to give his money to the poor man, that's his business. But if the judgment is in favor of the wealthy man, you're not allowed one pruta to take away. This was the role of socialism, of communism. We will steal from the wealthy and give to the poor. Torah said, nothing doing. The wealthy wants to give tzedakah, that's his, it's his mitzvah. But what's his is his. Now, if you have a person who can identify only with one aspect of the Torah, he can identify only with the soft mitzvahs, but I can't identify with this illustration we just gave, and certainly I cannot identify with war or with corporal punishment or capital punishment, say. He cannot be Kena Torah. How's he going to be Kena Torah? When the Torah combines all three natures and all three approaches, he'll come out with a warped and distorted Torah, because he'll try to understand everything in accordance to his limited nature, while the Torah encompasses all of the natures. And the same thing when you have a person who's militant to the point where he's always ready to go to war, and he has no softness in him whatsoever and no rachmonis in him whatsoever, he also cannot be Kena Torah. So that's why the Tanna says you want to come to Torah and you want to acquire it, you're going to have to be Eiv Esat Stokas, Eiv Esat Mishorim, Eiv Esat Echoches. You're going to have a great love for the mitzvahs that have to do with stoka, of giving to others. You're going to have a great love for the mitzvahs of where you must decide exactly down the middle, not to the right or to the left, and a great love for the teichocha is for the mitzvahs where the Torah has determined that here you have to be tough, here you have to be strong. In other words, it encompasses all of the natures, and a person has to instill this in himself if he will successfully come to be Kena Torah. And the reason for this is, like we said, because people that have their own particular nature, that's an individual nature. See, that's a proti. While the Torah is not an individual, a specified chokhmah, but it's kel hakol, it encompasses everything. The wisdom is the application, to know when to apply it. See, when do you apply the right hand? When do you apply the left hand? When do you apply both hands? That's the wisdom. That's what we have to study. That the Torah teaches us. But it encompasses all of the powers and the natures of the human being. And this is what David HaMelech, this is what Shlomo HaMelech said. Shlomo HaMelech said in Kehelis, in Kehelis, in at the beginning of Perek Gimel, Lakol Zman, he says, for everything there is the proper time. The Eis Lachol Chayfetz Tachas Hashemoyim, Eis Laledes Eis Lomus. There's a time to give birth. There's a time to die. Eis Lotas Veis Lakor in the Torah. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to cut down. There's a time to kill, there's a time to cure. There's a time to break down. There's a time to build. There's a time to weep. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to make hespit. There's a time to dance. There's a time to throw stones. There's a time to gather in stones. There's a time to embrace. There's a time to distance oneself from embracing. And so on and so on. There's a time to tear. There's a time to sow. There's a time to love. There's a time to hate. There's a time for war. There's a time for peace. What he's saying is those that say always war, that's not the way of the Torah. Those that say always peace, that's not also the way of the Torah. There's a time for war, there's a time for peace. Those that say we'll always bring close, that's not the way of the Torah. Those that say we must always isolate ourselves, that's also not the way of the Torah. Eis lechabek, there's a time to bring close, and there's a time to distance oneself. This is the Torah that's all-encompassing, and therefore the one that comes to Torah, he's going to have to instill that nature in himself also. And this also, the Chazal give us the classical example on this, which is also brought in Keheles, Perek Zayin. One minute. Yeah, Perek Zayin, Posuk Chof. No, excuse me. Perek Zayin, Posuk Tes Zayin. Al ti tzadik harbe, val tishakim yeser, lomet shemem. Do not be too righteous, and do not be too wise, because this will destroy you. It will isolate you. Al tir shaharbe, and do not be too wicked. What is this speaking about? Because then, loma somos belei techo. Why should you die before your time? What is Shleim HaMelech referring to? The Chazal say, Rashi brings. It's referring specifically, generally it's referring to many, many cases, but specifically it's referring to Shaul HaMelech. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it states that Shaul, King Saul, in the Nach, died before his time. And why did he die before his time? It says he died on two sins. Vayomer Shaul b'mol u'asher mol b'neiv ira kohanim u'b'amolek. Because he did two great avedas. One was he went and he destroyed the city of Nov, the city of the kohanim. He destroyed all of the kohanim and all of the people. And secondly, because he did not adhere to the command of Hashem given through Shmuel to destroy all of Amalek. He left survivors in Amalek. These were his two sins. And therefore he died before his time. Now, the Chazal say that when Shmuel told him to go and annihilate Amalek totally. So, Dima Liay Sadik. He looked at himself as a great righteous person. Vericham al Rishoyim. And he had the Rachmanis. He said, how can you give, now there's all talk of capital punishment, he said, how can you give capital punishment to a whole nation? Something you can't do. Dimas Asmai Kitzadik, he looked at himself as a great righteous person. So Abakal came down. Voice of heaven came down and said, Shaul, al tiya tzadik hali. Don't be such a great tzadik. Don't be a greater tzadik than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu told you to annihilate them, you annihilate them. And that's why Shlema Melech had the posuk al tiya tzadik harbe. Then, in order to further, so generally, people do not build natures on ideologies, but rather they build ideologies on nature. Because this was his nature, so now he built it up with an ideology. He said, when one person is killed, the Zakenim, the elders of the city, have to come out with the whole business. And they have to ask for Kaporo and said that we are not responsible when they cannot find the murderer. and they have to bring an eglah rufa, they have to bring a calf, and they have to break its neck, and the whole business. So he says, that's on one person. So how much more so on a whole nation? So Abascal came down and said, Shaul, al tishakim. Al tishakim yesa. Don't be wiser than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First he wanted to be more of a tzaddik than Hashem. Hashem said, annihilate. And he said, compassion. So Alti Tzadik Harbe, then he wanted to be wiser than Hashem. He had a Kal Vachemer, an ideology to support it. And the Baskol, a voice from heaven, said, Al Tishakim Yesha. Don't be wiser than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dorech was fleeing from Shaul, and he came to the city of Nob, and he told the Kohen, he said, Achimelech, he said, I'm on a mission from the king, and I had to leave in top urgency, and therefore I came without food, without weapons. Can you give me something? And he says, who is more loyal to the king than you, David? And he gave him food, and he gave him the sword of Goliath was there. And he sent him on his way. And then later on, Da'ev said Loshon Hora. And he said that they told Shaul that they helped David. So Shaul went there. And he says, you helped David flee when I wanted his life. And he ordered the whole city to be killed off. City of innocent people. So a Baskol came, a voice from heaven came, and said the rest of the pasuk. Al tirshva, tirsha harbe. Al tisochel. Do not be more wicked than one should be. And do not be more of a fool. Lama somos belei itecho. Why should you cause yourself to die before your time? And this is what Shaul died on. So it states that a person who's going to be a tzaddik harbe is going to be more tzaddik than the Torah. And try to be wiser than the Torah will end up being far more wicked than the Torah, and he will cause his own premature death. And that's why it says that in the end, Vayoma Shaul died b'molo asher mol b'nev ira kahanim u'b'amolek. He died for these two reasons, because of Nev Ira, the city of the Kahanim, and Amalek. So here's what we're speaking about. There are many mitzvahs that for various individuals are easy in the Torah. For other individuals, difficult. There are other mitzvahs that for the first individuals, very difficult. And for others, very easy. And many times you hear people will say, look, I can accept this, but I cannot accept that. I can identify with this, but I cannot identify with that. Our job is not what we can accept. Our job is not to bring the Torah down to our level. Our job is to elevate ourselves to the Torah's level. We're not learning here with our seichel. We're trying to reach the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if someone wants to have success in Kenyan Torah, so he's going to have to cultivate all of this. He's going to have to cultivate a great compassion and chesed, a great justice, sense of justice, and at the same time a great strength, and he will have to utilize it in the proper way that the wisdom of the Torah teaches. Then he can come to the Seichel HaElyon. Then he can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seichel. Otherwise he's limiting the Torah to his own specific individual nature, and the Torah encompasses all of them. Actually, this was the midah of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was called Ish Tam. Tam means where he encompassed all of the Torah. He took Avram's chesed and he took Yitzchok's din, and from there he brought them both together and he came to the Madrega of Torah. So that is the these the 33rd and 4th and 5th. So this evening, further on the series, we did the 31st, Eves Amokam, Eves Abrius, that you have to love the Hashem and love the people. The 32nd, and the Sameach Es Amokam, and the Sameach Es Abrius. He has to be an individual that brings joy to Hashem and joy to the people. And then the 33rd, 4th, and the 35th, he has to have a great love for those mitzvahs which are full of compassion, for those mitzvahs which are full of justice, and for those mitzvahs that are full of strength and rebuke. These are qualities which one must have in order to be koneh the Torah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.